join us today. I am Ray Eppert, and this is Ray Eppert on Politics. Today is going to be a little bit of a different program. I want to share some things with you of somewhat personal nature. This past Monday, I tested positive for COVID, and the interactions and the information that I found out during the process of having tested positive has been alarming to me, to say the least. Now, overall, I'm pretty healthy. I've had quite a year, just to give you a little background, because I actually, once I tested positive, I called my primary care physician's office, and I'm not going to use their name. I'm not trying to throw them under the bus or anything like that. They're following protocols. What I'm going to end up saying is that the protocols are wrong. The protocols are putting people at risk of dying. But the reason I called them is I've had a little bit of a year physically. The end of last year, I was diagnosed with cancer, and it was very early, which was great. The likelihood of dealing with it successfully, virtually 100%. And so far, that has played out accordingly, to which I am very thankful to God for. Now, I initially decided to have surgery. And unfortunately, during surgery, my numbers dropped, and they had to abort the surgery. I didn't flatline or anything like that. They didn't have to resuscitate me. But things were at a spot, as the surgeon said, they were at a place that things could go wrong very quickly. And so they stopped. Which, that being the case, then after a couple months, I did radiation. I really didn't want to do the radiation, but that was the only option. Surgery was not an option at that point anymore. And so I went through 6 weeks of radiation, 5 days a week, two less days than that, basically, but 5 weeks of 5 days a week and 1 week of 3 days. And so I did that for a period of time and ended up finishing my treatment the end of May. Now, all my tests have been good so far, as good as could be expected, which, again, I am very thankful for. But once having tested positive for COVID, and a friend of mine actually called me and said that their doctor, their primary care physician, had put a note on their chart that if they came down with COVID, that there were certain antibiotics that they should be given. And they encouraged me to call my doctor and see if I could get those. So I thought, well, you know, with the radiation, that does impact your immune system. I wasn't overly concerned. I wasn't in fear, but I thought, well, I'm going to do my due diligence and at least check. Better safe than sorry, as they say. So when I called and I said, now, I know you don't want me to come in. I just tested positive for COVID. And so, you know, that doesn't need to be happening. I said, my doctor knows that I've had radiation. And I really have two questions. Question number one is, do I need to be concerned about my immune system? And if I do, is there some way that you can prescribe me some antibiotics so that I can have that to help fight it? Here was the reply. Now, let me, before I give you the reply, let me just say what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, you know, any question you need to ask me so you can prescribe me antibiotics, you can ask me over the phone. I don't need to come in. You don't have to see me. You don't have to put someone else at risk. And on top of it, I can have somebody pick it up at the pharmacy. and bring it home. My wife or my son can pick it up and bring it home to me. And we put no one at risk. But yet, if I have a concern here, if that is a potential issue, it will help me with it. The response I got was, you need to quarantine for 14 days and then call us. I was shocked. The first thought that went through my mind, in 14 days, I'll either be well or in the hospital. You have no means. I mean, if I had the flu, I could go in, which that's a little bit different, I understand. But you can still do the same thing over the phone and get me something to help. There was no offer for anything to help fight it. Take some Tylenol. And at that point, I thought, I'm on my own. I am absolutely, entirely on my own. And reached out to some people, and I'm not going to throw out some names here, but people that are in nice positions medically confirmed that is the prescribed approach, basically across the board. That's the instructions that are being given. Well, I want to tell you something. If now, fortunately, this my friend, his doctor had the foresight to put it on his chart ahead of time. Now, here's the three things that are at an issue. And if you have one of these three issues, I would strongly suggest you touch base with your doctor and get something on your chart now, because if you come down with COVID, they're not going to help you once you get it. That's just not going to happen. You will either get through it on your own, or you will wind up in the hospital. And I just would pray that that's not too late. If, number one, if you're elderly. Number two, if you have other factors, if you have other health risks, or one of the things in this particular person, because of his size, that's why they put it on there, because they didn't think the immune system would be strong enough to be able to fight it off in that situation. Bottom line, currently, if you do not have that on your chart before you get it, you will not be able to get it for 14 days or you get admitted to the hospital. Now, I thought the medical profession was supposed to help people. And I'll be honest with you, at this point, my view on a number of things has really taken a nosedive about how COVID is being handled. I knew it was serious. I know people who have died from it. But I'm not blaming the doctor. It's just like I don't blame teachers for the way the school system is run and the agenda that's being brought down in the schools. I don't blame the teachers. They're having to do what they're being told. What I am talking about are those who are making the decisions at the top levels. The bottom line is if you choose that you will not find a way to get somebody just some antibiotics, you can do all of that over the phone. A person does not need to be there in person. I understand there's questions to be asked, and especially if it's your primary care physician, they've seen you before, they know you, but for it to just be flat, call us in 14 days, and that's all we can do. I have a problem with that. God bless my mom and dad, but both of them, I believe, are in heaven right now. But both of them had issues. My dad had emphysema. My mom, she died of cancer, underwent cancer treatments toward the end of her life. And if they would have been diagnosed with COVID and made that call, for lack of a better way of putting it, particularly with my dad, they would have been sentencing him to death. And to me, that's not what medicine is for. That's not what the medical profession is for. But the political process has hijacked medicine in our country right now. And that's a huge problem. There are a number of people that I believe could be helped if they were having made available to them things that could help abate it. Things that it might not be a cure. There's not a cure for the common cold. But as long as it doesn't go berserk, you end up being okay. And today, I mean, again, my first symptoms were Monday. And we're recording. This is Thursday. And I'm still quarantined. I'm still keeping myself away from everybody because I don't want to create an issue for anyone. But today, I feel like I did before I ever had any symptoms. And there's some things that I took that I firmly believe helped me get to that place. But you'll virtually find nobody telling you how to do that. Now, having said that, before we go to break, I just want to let you know that on our website, under resources, Liberty Justice HQ resources, it'll be on our website, which is rayeppertonpolitics.com. There's some information about things that you can get and ways you can get help if you have been diagnosed with COVID. I am not a doctor, and I won't say that these things are a cure because they're not. You need to do your research, just like with anything else. But all the trials that you research on these are showing them to be effective. But yet, the CDC, National Institute of Health, continue to deny that they have any positive impact and actually warn of risk, where, in all honesty, all the results are showing they have less risk than the vaccine. And at that point, this has become political. If that's the case, there's other things going on. And after the break, I'll tell you a couple things that have come out this week about what is actually happening and has happened with this, the whole COVID-19. I'll quote Bobby Boucher. If you're not familiar with that, that's a movie called The Water Boy. And then he keeps saying, mama says. In this case, some people have said some things, and it's the way it shows up in the paper that those statements are false. Well, mama says somebody lied, and we'll look at that. So stay with me through the break.
Kids, are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Browning's latest bolt action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered, free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mount ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at Dominion Outdoors, 15 Angela Court in Fishersville. Browning. The best there is. The county seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed. Buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com or call 540-255-5903.
First segment was a little bit impassioned, but you know, I know people right now who are in the hospital, and again, I know people who have died. I know people who are at risk that if they get COVID and you know, take Tylenol, and again, vaccine, no vaccine, you still can get it either way, and there just needs to be a greater priority on the people than there seems to be. And that just in all honesty, it infuriates me. And something else I found out this week while I was quarantined for COVID is 900 pages of documents from the National Institute of Health and also the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. That's Dr. Fauci's group, that last one is. The first one is Mr. Collins, who is, from what I understand, a native of this area. They are the two head people of those two groups. Now, we have been told all along that nobody here in America had anything to do with the development of this virus. It has been repeatedly put down and put down and put down, and oh, you know, that's just a conspiracy theory. You know what? Saying conspiracy theory is an easy way to discredit without proof. And again, the thing that I had my hesitancy on a lot of things before, but especially after this week, you're going to have to learn to take care of yourself. We're going to have to once again develop that rugged American individualism. You're going to have to do your own research to see if your doctor's telling you the truth. You're going to have to look up things. You're going to have to watch out for yourself, because if you don't, you will be at risk. You're going to have to do your own research when it comes to what the government's telling you. Because again, as Bobby Boucher would say, mama says somebody lied. And with that, I'll read you a quote. Now, this is an article by The Intercept. It's an online thing. You might say, well, I don't know if that's reliable. Well, let me put it to you this way. The Intercept sued both of those organizations, the National Institute of Health and the other one that's got the alphabet, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. They sued them under the Freedom of Information Act to get documentation of what had went on. Now, we already have on record that Fauci, in emails to people he knew, told them masks didn't work. But yet, publicly, he would say, wear two, wear three of them. And I am a firm believer in the human science. I believe in human science over and above any other form of science. And that's this. If you lied to me, you're probably going to lie to me again. And I'm going to have issues trusting. Well, the thing of it is, the Intercept won their case, and 900 pages of documents from those two organizations were released to them in that the Freedom of Information Act litigation that they were doing. Now, here's the thing. I'll give you one of the comments that they made here, that the information that is in the documents prove beyond doubt that the information put out by the NIH the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. I'm just going to say the NIH and Dr. Fauci. The information that they put out was blatantly false. It was blatantly false. As a matter of fact, I can remember at the early onset of COVID in the early months, and President Trump was doing a news conference and so forth, and somebody said, do you know that America has given China $3 million to develop this? And I still remember his comment. He said, no, I didn't. He said, but we will look into it, and if that's true, we will put a stop to it. Well, starting in 2014 through 2019, those two organizations gave grants to the EcoHealth Alliance, a U.S.-based health organization, to basically study the coronavirus. And they gave them over $3 million. Now, the thing of it is, in late 2020, another $3 million was approved. Now, once the Trump administration did find out about it, documents showed that it was stopped. The funding was stopped. It has started up again, and they are continuing the research through the Wuhan laboratory. God help us. I mean, when can we learn from a mistake? And the arrogance of having a worldwide pandemic and you keep going. As a matter of fact, I read on the NIH website that they are fully committed to make sure that people can continue to do their research in this. And, you know, let's do a study on what can help people survive it. Right now, that to me would seem to be more the priority. But this information, and again, you can look up The Intercept, and they won their litigation. It's out there. And it even states in the documents that they understood the extremely high risk of this research and continued. And contrary to what we were told, even that was just in the Wuhan laboratory, evidently it was also studied in a university lab, which doesn't have the same level of confinement that the Wuhan lab had. So again, we have a situation here that, for lack of a better phrase, can shut down the world, and nobody kept control of it. And ultimately, it all comes back to Dr. Fauci and the National Institute of Health. And so again, here for me, I just really don't want to hear what either of those guys have to say about this. You were a part in creating it. You were behind it. You have covered it up. Ultimately, Richard Nixon did not get impeached because those people broke into the Watergate Hotel. He was impeached because he covered it up. And Fauci and Collins, to whatever degree, goes back to the question of when Nixon was in office. What did he know and when did he know it? You see, those guys should be held accountable for that. When did they know these things? And what did they know? My personal opinion is I have seen pictures from back at, if you recall, the big trip that was taken to China. Evidently, Fauci was on that trip because there are pictures of President Obama and Mr. Fauci in the lab. Evidently, that's when the deal was struck, on that trip. Now, again, this is a problem. You know, if we really don't care about Americans, or just even in general, this is a worldwide issue. People have died all over the world, and for lack of a better phrase, at the source that seems like it created it, there's little concern, and it's still full speed ahead. Again, I got a problem with that. I got a problem with that. I'm fine. You know, again, I'm fine today. Monday night was really rough. I had the worst fever and aches that I've ever had in my life. And if I'd have had 10 days of that, I don't know what I'd have done. I'd probably wound up in the hospital. But I'm going to tell you a little later part of what I did to help me recover. But those people are turning down that information and are not sharing it. And after this next break, I'm going to tell you why. There's some information about that I didn't know the incentive that there is to make sure that there are no statements about how effective anything can be in treating COVID. Because if any statements come out about effectiveness with COVID, it'll put a stop to some things. And if it does that, again, why is that such an issue? I don't have the answer to that. But I am curious, and at this point, I don't trust anybody connected to it. Well, stay with us through this break, and we'll be right back.
Browning's latest bolt action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered, free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mount ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at Dominion Outdoors, 15 Angela Court in Fishersville. Browning. The best there is.
Do you have kids? Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at augustaseed.com or call 540-255-5903.
Today, we encourage you to check us out on our website, rayeppertonpolitics.com, or on our Facebook page, Liberty Justice HQ. And also on our website, you can see our YouTube channel and get information there of a number of things that we've dealt with over time that can help you see and understand what we need to do to continue to pursue liberty and justice for all in our nation. Now, picking up where I left off in the last segment, I'm going to relate this to the Tuskegee experiment. If you're not familiar with it, African-American men particularly were targeted beginning in 1932, 600 of them in Macon County, Alabama. They were enlisted to take part in a scientific experiment on syphilis. And it's under the title of the Tuskegee Study of Untreated Syphilis in Negro Males. It was done by the United States Public Health System. Now, in this, there were a number of lies that were told. Now, kind of where I'm going to go with some of this is partially why I believe we're being told that a number of things don't work when they actually do. And we don't really have a basis to trust our government on some of this stuff. And I encourage you to look it up. I don't have time to go into all the details of this. But for 40 years, African-American men in the Tuskegee area were experimented on. Now, they were being told that they were treating them for bad blood. And in reality, they were being treated, well, let's put it this way, they were not being treated for anything. What was being done is they were being studied on what happens when a person has syphilis and goes untreated. They conducted this experiment for 40 years. And if you read it, you'll find that the government had numerous opportunities to shut down this experiment, this project. Matter of fact, the discovery of penicillin and its effectiveness on syphilis, basically being a cure for it, That was never disclosed to these people, and they were never given it. Now, what kind of cold-heartedness does it take to do that? A number of those people died. A number in their family died from it. All the while some medical professional was doing an experiment for the greater good. Now, again, we're going to have to come to the point and realization, we're going to have to do our own due diligence and on these things. Because, you see, part of what grew out from that, and even some of the things that came out of the Nuremberg trials, there was a lot of things going on. Just to give you a little bit of a history of that time period. See, the Civil War had been over. And in the early 1900s, there was a growing concept called social Darwinism. In other words, the survival of the fittest. Matter of fact, if you look at the original title to Darwin's book, The Origin of Species, which is where we get the theory of evolution. Some people think evolution is a fact. Well, it is a fact in the development of species, but it is not a fact in the origin of species. His actual title was The Origin of Species, or The Preservation of Favored Races. Basically, part of what Darwinism was a means to be able to say that certain races had advanced further than others. And therefore, the more advanced should be preserved. Hitler bought into this concept. Matter of fact, if you do your research, the Dejanet's facility in Stanton, Dr. Dejanet was actually an advocate of this and wrote papers on it. And there's a lot of information. And that was a growing trend and a growing tide during that time. And out of this, in all honesty, I don't have proof of this, but to me, part of this experiment was to show that African Americans were less developed. And they were trying to get information for that. Again, those who were not in favor of the ending of slavery had a problem with it. And so they were still trying to do things to back up their concepts. Again, this continued for 40 years. Now, what does this have to do with what I'm talking about? Again, going back to the Tuskegee experiment and the Nuremberg trials. Because at the end of World War II with Nuremberg, a lot of things changed in what was acceptable. You no longer could just say, well, I was following orders and get off for war crimes. Now, if you knew it was wrong, you were responsible not to do it. And that's the concept that people are supposed to live by today. And I firmly advocate that. But there's still a lot of people where I was told to do it. And a lot of people are being driven by the idea of, well, I need my paycheck, rather than putting a stop to some things that aren't right. And see, Hitler did a lot of experimentation on the Jews. Did a lot of experimentation. Had doctors doing things to them. Very, not the same, but similar type of experiments, like with the Tuskegee experiment. Well, no longer were you able, or are you not supposed to be able, international law, it basically became illegal to conduct something like that. But again, our own country continued it for 40 years, well after the discovery of penicillin and the cure, continued to do it, lied to the people about what they were going through, continued their suffering, if you would, from that standpoint. Well, part of, and to get to what I've been holding back, part of the deal with that is if there is any known cure for something, you can't mandate treatments. You can't mandate certain things. Let's take a vaccine. You can't mandate a vaccine if there is something that's been proven to take care of it. If there's something that's been proven to reduce the risk and to be effective. Part of what we're dealing with in our medical system, from the CDC, the NIH, and Dr. Fauci, is there are a number of things out there that are helping people. But they will not say that they're helping people, because then you will not be able to mandate a vaccine. Now, why they're all wound up about having to mandate, I mean, if people want to take the vaccine, fine. I am totally opposed to mandating it. But with that, there is a huge, huge push to mandate it. And the thing of it is, you can still get it. And it's not even a vaccine. A vaccine is when you have the dead virus put into your body and it helps you develop antibodies. This is not a vaccine. It is a medical experimentation of DNA manipulation, of genetic manipulation. That's ultimately what it is. And that's one reason why some people are fine, a whole lot of people. More people are fine than not. But there are a number of people, in all honesty, that have had major issues. I have personal friends that have had major issues right after they got the vaccine. I have a friend right now that just, I found out today that an acquaintance of theirs, a teenager, early 20s, that within less than a week died. Again, you know, it's not going to do that to the greater majority of people. But when there is a risk like that, mandating it is wrong. Especially, and I'll go ahead and tell you what I've done, and I'll share more about this. Well, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to come back through the break. I'll tell you that. Let's go ahead and go to break, and I'll tell you what I did then.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at augustaseed.com or call 540-255-5903.
Do you have kids? Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's play, A-C-T, sports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Browning's latest bolt action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered, free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mount ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at Dominion Outdoors, 15 Angela Court in Fishersville. Browning. The best there is.
All right, you're back. Glad to have you here today with us. And remind you of our website, rampartonpolitics.com, and also our Facebook page, Liberty Justice HQ. And on that website, we're going to have posted, and should be posted now as you're listening to this, part of what I've done, and also other resources. If you missed the very beginning of the show, I talked about how that on Monday I tested positive for COVID, had a very, very, very rough night with that. But Monday evening, around 7, 8 o'clock, I took my first dose of ivermectin. Now, this is not recommended by the CDC, and I'm not if you were telling you to do it, I'm telling you to research it. And actually, there's information that we will have up on our website that can help you research it. But the information is looking very good. It is not a cure. And you've got to understand when people say something, you got to understand what they're actually saying, because as somebody I know once said, well, you were misunderstanding what I was leading you to believe. Anyway, to say, well, that's not a cure, that's not a cure. Yeah, but, you know, I wouldn't say that ivermectin cured COVID with me, but it stemmed the tide. It pulled it back. There's not a cure for the common cold. There's not a cure for the flu. And a lot of those are coronaviruses. There's no cure for them. But there are things that you can do to take that can keep it from getting worse. And in this situation right now, the only thing that largely the bureaucrats in the health departments are doing is, oh, there's no cure. Yeah, but will it help me? Again, Monday evening, I felt miserable. Matter of fact, at one point I got up and went to the bathroom, and my wife, I was actually sleeping in my office at home in a recliner. Not comfortable. It hadn't been fun, I'll put it that way. But we had family come in, so it was a recliner or nothing. And she heard me going to the bathroom, and she said, are you okay? She said, I hear you moaning. I mean, I was in some serious discomfort. I was hurt. It was the worst fever that I've ever had in my life. I had taken the ivermectin around 7 to 8 o'clock, somewhere through there. And it was shortly after the onset of the severe symptoms. I had a little earlier that day in the afternoon. It kind of began creeping up after about 4 o'clock and was full blown by 7, 8. But the next morning when I woke up, I still had some sore throat, still had some fever, wasn't near as bad. Had some cough, some, you know, sinus congestion. Body aches were gone. And I took some more that morning, went through the day, continued to improve during the day. Then Wednesday morning, I took another dosage of it and continued to improve during that day. And actually today, once I got up, now my sleep schedule's been kind of fouled up through not sleeping Monday night and all. But once I got up this morning, I actually felt like doing stuff. I actually went ahead, did a workout. That's not the typical story. Now, again, I'm not claiming this is a cure, but I don't know about you. Feeling bad or feeling better? Better's better. And, you know, I don't care if it's not a cure. It helped me feel better. It helped me, for lack of a better phrase, not wind up in the hospital, not end up doing all of those things. And I'm glad of that. But again, you won't find but a few. There are people who will prescribe it. But a lot won't, because they're basically told not to do it. But some are still going ahead doing it anyway because they know that it's helping people. It is not a cure. Don't misunderstand that. They are accurate when they say it's not a cure. It's not. But if I'm picking between feeling better over a 3-day period versus potentially getting worse, maybe even ended up in the hospital, I'll take my 3 days of improvement. I'll take that hands down. And at that juncture, why are we fussing over that piece? Again, going back to what we talked about before, you can't mandate something if there's something that can help it. So right now, you're getting nothing. You're not being told that anything can help it. That position has to be maintained for a Band-Aid to be in effect. And during the break, I just saw a note come up on my phone that President Biden plans to mandate 80 million private sector workers to be mandated, to be vaccinated through a mandate. That, again, to me, all of that is just wrong. Leave it up to the people, but also make available to the people the things that can help them. And there are tons of information out there that show that this does help. And me personally, I know people right now. I've been communicating with them while I've been isolated, that some of them are still struggling with it. And I almost feel bad telling them, you know, man, I feel like I had to go back to work. Matter of fact, I have been working most of the day. And that's how I feel. But they're still dealing with it. And, you know, I feel sorry for them, but they don't want to do this because the CDC says no. Well, I want to tell you something. I prefer to feel better. And anyway, I like what one person said. I have come to believe that PhD after a lot of people's names is post-hole digger. That's about how how good they are on some of the stuff. And especially when we're in this climate where, again, going back to what I was told, when I called to see, hey, is there some way that you can get me some antibiotics that can help me fight this? Oh, you call us back in 14 days. I'm not asking to come in. I'm not asking to expose anybody. I'm asking for help to make sure I'm okay. That calls back 14 days. Not a big fan. Not a big fan of that. And in this, again, you need to do your research. I spent a good amount of time on Monday myself looking up things, seeing what I could find out about things. I knew people who had taken it before that were, and that they were on the path to the hospital. They took ivermectin. A couple of days, they were fine. I can't give you some of these things, unfortunately. You know, let me just throw this out. I've talked to some doctors in multiple fields. In my lifetime, I have never had a discussion about what was good for a person health-wise until COVID came along, that any of the doctors ever said, but you can't tell anybody I said this. Over through the years, different doctors have had different opinions, and they would freely express them. They said, well, you know, some people think this, but I think this. And it was just an open and honest conversation. I've had several conversations. One specifically that I'm thinking about, the phrase was used. A lot of what is being said is a lie, but you cannot quote me on that. And so I can't do that. But there's a lot of stuff here that's really beginning to trouble me. Evidently, see, here's the evidence I'm seeing this week. Our own organizations basically created the COVID virus. It is a man-made, but based on the documents that came out, it is basically engineered. And we were behind that. And the very people that were behind that are also the ones telling us that none of these other things will help. They're also the ones that are telling doctors, I'm sure, that they can't say anything. Well, when in America were you not allowed to say anything, especially in a public position? Now, I understand private jobs and stuff like that. You deal with a little different scenario. But in the medical field, that's been a known thing, that different people believe different things, recommended some things over the others. And that was not uncommon. But, oh, no, you have to toe the line you can't say anything any different. Well, at that point, you've got one of two things, and I don't have the answer to this one, but somewhere in the mix is either a manipulator or a bully that is pulling the strings on all of this stuff, because this all can't happen like this, and the medical profession be mum and silent on it. You can't have good doctors who are good people who care for the people just say, hey, call me in 14 days, you know, and no offer of any. And again, we're not talking about exposing somebody to the virus. We're talking about there's easy ways to do that. But right now, the approach seems to be we need to make sure this virus runs its course or we make people get vaccinated. That is the plan, which, if that's the case, makes me mighty nervous about both sides of it. Anyway, we'll stop here, and we'll come back for our last segment after these messages.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at augustaseed.com or call 540-255-5903.
Do you have kids? Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Browning's latest bolt action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered, free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mount ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at Dominion Outdoors, 15 Angela Court in Fishersville. Browning, the best there is.
We're back. But join us today. Again, this is Ray Eppert on Politics. I am Ray Eppert. And again, I know that today I have been a little bit more impassioned because when I see what people that are at risk and people that are hurting are up against in this situation that we're dealing with right now. That just was having tested positive this week for COVID and mentioned I'm fine, and I knew I was going to be fine. I didn't really have a concern about that. But as I began to see what I was running into and began to look at the things that seemed to be decisions that were driving it, it has made me extremely concerned about our situation, and more than I ever was. And with this, in our last segment here, part of what I want to talk about is something that came up this week. I knew it wasn't going to be the end of it when the Supreme Court upheld the Texas law regarding abortion, that once a heartbeat is detected, that you cannot abort the child. And I knew when the Supreme Court upheld that. Now, they didn't choose to hear the case. There is a difference there. They didn't choose to hear it, but they dealt with it on the side and upheld it. They did not overturn it. And I knew that wasn't going to be the end of it. And there was a little bit of a dynamic there that I thought, if they go ahead and hear that case, this will be the retrying of Roe versus Wade. That's what that's going to come down to. Because the heartbeat of a child begins very quick after conception. It's not very long at all. And so by and large, that law would eliminate the significantly overwhelming majority of abortions. And I knew that wasn't going to stand without a test. What shocks me is where that test is coming from. That test, this week, the Justice Department decided to sue Texas over the law that the Supreme Court upheld. Now, isn't that something? Supreme Court is the law of the land. That doesn't mean you can't take things to them, but they just recently upheld this law. But we're in a time now that laws don't matter unless you agree with them. And for the Justice Department to pursue that, and again, people go back, you know, again, this is the thing that kind of, the connection to me between abortion and the vaccine and COVID stuff is one phrase, which my body, I get to choose. You can do that with abortion, but they don't want you to do that with the vaccine. They want to mandate the vaccine, but you do what you want to with your body over here. Whenever things change, it's because it's purely a political scenario. It is a political issue, not a practical issue. It's like kids in school. They got to have a parent's permission to take an aspirin, but they can change their gender identity. They can even get an abortion and the parents not be told. Why? That's a political issue. The political issues, quote, have to be preserved. We got to make sure that these unevolved people do not mess up their own children with their unenlightened views. That's really what it comes down to. We are still dealing with the effects of social Darwinism. One of the biggest issues in our country right now is creeping in of evolution into how life is processed. And you've got to understand that. We are created by God in God's image. Anything else makes you a subject. Anything else makes you less than someone else, because we're all evolving at different levels. And obviously, everybody's going to think they evolved better and faster. So we better stay awake. So that's enough for today. We'll go away. Hallelujah.
Red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.